Good morning. Today's daf is Arachin daf Yud Zayin. We left off Tes Zayin Amabez about halfway down the Amud, so we have some catching up to do. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for his continued sponsorship. So today we are going to finish up the third parak of the Masechta. We're going to talk more about the mitzvah of Tochacha, which we started discussing yesterday. We're going to talk about the extent to which a person has to be mochiach his friend, and until when one has to be mochiach his friend. We're then going to talk about how a person shouldn't deviate from his usual lodging place. That if a person has a track record of staying in a certain place, he should continue to stay there. He shouldn't move around and stay in a different hotel each time he goes to the same city. We are going to conclude the parak with a brief discussion about Yisurin, and about what type of inconvenience is considered to be Yisurin, and what type of inconvenience is considered to be so trivial that it's not considered to be a Yisurin at all. It's just considered to be a minor annoyance and nothing less. We're then going to conclude the third parak. We're going to start the fourth parak, and then it's heavy back into Arachin Sugyas. We're going to talk about when a person takes a vow that he's going to give the Erech of someone else. So who do we follow in terms of, we know the halacha is that the erech is of a certain value. But if a person is poor, then he can get away with giving whatever he can afford. The question is, who's poor? The guy making the vow or the guy who's the subject of the erech vow? Is the halacha different by karbanos? What if a person sees a mitzora who has to bring a karban? And he says, oh, that mitzora's karbanos are on me. We know that by mitzora also there's a halacha that you have to bring certain types of karbanos, but you're allowed to bring cheaper karbanos if you are poor. The question is, who's poor? The actual mitzora or the guy pledging to bring the karbanos of the mitzora? We'll see how the halachas deviate. Then the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis is going to talk about, so we know that if you're a wealthy guy, if you're a person of means, then you have to give a certain amount for the erech. And if you're a poor person, then you could get away with giving less. The question is, what happens if you were rich when you made the neder and you're poor when it comes time to pay the neder, or vice versa? Or what happens if you were poor, then became wealthy, and then became poor again? What happens if you don't have any money, but you're standing to get a major inheritance, or if you have a big deal that's going to close, but it hasn't yet closed? Do we factor that into your wealth or not? So we'll get up to those sugyas toward the end of this year. So again, first it's starting with continuing with the Agadata that we began with yesterday and 2 days ago. Then it's back into regular meaty Arachin sugyas. So let's enjoy the Agadata while we still can. But the Gemara says, again, we're about halfway down the Amud, roughly halfway down the Amud, probably about 10, 12 lines into the medium-sized lines. The first word on the line is ba, and we are at the third word on the line, hechidami. Says the Gemara, hechidami tochacha lishma v'anava shelo lishma. What is an example of tochacha lishma and anava shelo lishma? Kiyad Rav Huna v'chia barav, like Rav Huna and chia barav aviyas v'kamei de Shmuel. They were sitting in front of Shmuel. Amar le chia barav. So chia barav says, chazi mar deka mitzar li. Said to Shmuel, look how Rav Huna is being mitzar me. So kibul alea desula mitzar li. So Rav Huna was makabel. You know what? Chia barav was so bothered by the fact that Rav Huna was disturbing him, so Rav Huna decided he was not going to bother Chia Bar Rav any longer. Basar Dinafik, when Chia Bar Rav left the shir, Samar Lay, so Rav Huna said to Shmuel, Hachi Vachi Kavid, oh, you know what? You know I was bothering Chia Bar Rav because he was doing such and such. He was tattletailing on Chia Bar Rav, effectively. Samar Lay, so Shmuel said to him, Amailo Amrit Le Ban Pei, why didn't you tell me this in front of Chia Bar Rav? In other words, Chia Bar Rav is complaining to me that you were bothering him. So instead of saying, oh, I bothered him because I was giving him tochachan with such and such that I did, you were just quiet. And then when he left, you started telling me what he did. Why didn't you tell me what he did in front of him? So Amar Lei, so he said, because chasli l'chzav zara derav. So Rav Huna said, why? Because I didn't want to antagonize, I didn't want to anger the or embarrass the offspring of Rav. So I didn't want to embarrass him. So al yadoi. So and Rashi points out that this is anava shelo lishma, because the reason that Rav Huna refrained from being mochiach or from telling Shmuel why he was mochiach Chia Bar Rav wasn't because of any particular real humbleness. It was because he didn't want to embarrass Chiya Barav. But that doesn't mean that he was taking on himself this level of humility. He just didn't want Chiya Barav to hate him. So that's even that is considered to be an anava shelo lishma. Good. Says the Gemara, Adhechan Tochacha, until when is the mitzvah of Tochacha? Rav Amar Adaka, Rav says until the subject of the rebuke hits you. Shmuel Amar Ad Klala, Shmuel says, no, he doesn't have to hit you until he curses you. Rav Yochanan Amar Ad Nazifa, and Rav Yochanan says, it's neither of that, it's until he's angry with you. Kitanoyin is like a machlokas anom. Rav Eliezer Amar Adaka, Rav Yishua Amar Ad Klala, Benazai Amar Ad Nazifa. So the machlokas Amaram is exactly like they all learn their halacha, they all take their position from the same pasuk. That the says in pasuk, Vayichar Av Shaul b'Yehonasan, Shaul was upset at Yehonasan, v'yomer lo, and Shaul said to him, Benos Hamarodos, you're the son of a perverted and rebellious woman. Uchsiv Vayitol Shaul Esachonis, and Shaul took the spear alav lakoso. He was going to hit him with a spear. So Lamandi Amar Adaka, according to the Mandi Amar, who says that you have to give Tochacha until the subject of the Tochacha hits you, Dichsev Lakoso. Because it says that Yehonasan was rebuking Shaul, and he continued to rebuke him until Shaul lifted up a spear and was about to hit him with it. Well, Lamandi Amar Ad Klala, according to the Mandi Amar, who says that you have to give Tochacha until the subject curses you, Dichsev Leveshtecha, Levoshtecha, Ulevoshes, Ervas Imecha. Because Shaul was saying that, you're shameful and your mother is shameful. So he was basically cursing him. And according to the Mandi Amar, who says that you have to give Tochacha until the subject is very upset, until the subject is scorned, it says that Shaul got very angry. So says the Gemara, but according to the Mandi Amar, it says that you have to give Tochacha only until the subject of the Tochacha gets upset with you. It also says in the Pasuk the part about Shaul cursing him and Shaul almost hitting him. So why doesn't he learn out the hitting and the cursing? Why does he only learn out Ad Nazifa? Says the Gemara, Shani Osam Dagav Chavivusa Yisera Davi Bal Yonasam Bedavim Basar Nafshei Tvei. Now, really, the Maker Adin, the Din of Tochacha is only to give Tochacha until the subject of the Tochacha is very upset with you. Yehonasan rather pushed the envelope. Yehonasan went lefnim mishuras hadin tochacha. Why? Because Yehonasan loved David so much that he was willing to antagonize Shaul more than that which was necessary according to the basic halacha. Okay, says the Gemara now weiter. Switching gears. Ad heichan lo yishana adam b'achsanya shalo. Until when should a person continue staying by the same host and not change his host? So Rav Amar Adaka, Rav says until he hits you, as if the host beats you up, then you're allowed to leave, you're allowed to go to a different place. Ushmuel Amar Ad Sheyifshulu Kelav Me'achorav, until the host literally packs up your belongings and gives them to you to sling over your shoulders. In other words, until he kicks you out. So says the Gemara, Bakodi de Kuli Amalopligi. If the host actually hits the guest, everybody agrees the guest is allowed to leave. The guest doesn't have to abuse himself by continuing to stay with this host who's abusive to him physically. And Bav Shalas Khelav Lachorov Kulyamanami Lapligi. Also, if the host kicks you out, if he packs up your clothing and gives them to you in a bag to sling over your shoulder and leave, then obviously you have to leave. Keep Ligi Bakod Dibisu. When do they argue? They argue when the host hits the wife. Whose wife? So some learn that it's when the host hits the guest's wife. Others say, no, come on. If the host hits the guest's wife, that is as bad as the host hitting the guest, because the guest is going to take umbrage with the fact that the host is beating up his wife, and he's going to view it as if the host is beating him up. So therefore, the Rishonim explain, no, what we mean is the host is hitting his own wife. So in other words, you're staying in a residence, and the host of the residence is physically abusive towards his wife, are you allowed to change your residence at that point? So that's what the machlokas is. So Marsavar Kivan Dulidide Lo Mitzar Le Ma Nafkalamina. So one man, the Amr, says, well, because he's not bothering you, he's only bothering his wife, but he's not abusing you, so what difference does it make? And Marsavar Osi Le Trude, what are you talking about? They're going to start fighting, and it's going to be a home, it's going to be a mess in the host's residence. So of course you're allowed to leave if the host is hitting his wife. So says the Gemara of a Kol Kach Lama, and now why do you have to go to such great lengths not to change up where you stay? Why can't you just leave at the slightest discomfort? Why can't you leave? So the Amar Mar Achsenoi Pogim V'Nifkam, because if you If you leave your typical host, then it speaks ill both of the host and of the guest. It speaks ill of the host because people are going to assume that the host is difficult and that's why you left. And it also speaks ill of you because people assume, the reason that you had to leave is because the guest is a difficult personality and they couldn't get along. So it doesn't really speak favorably on anybody. That's why you should try your best to stay with your current itinerary. So says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Minayin Shelo Yishana Adam Achsanya Shelo. How do we know that a person shouldn't change his achsanya? Min HaTorah, it's a makor in the Torah. Shenemar, El HaMokam Asher HaYasham Olo Batchila. He kept going back to the place where his tent was initially. And Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina Amar, Mehacha Vayelech L'Masav. And he went to his Masav. In other words, he went to where he had traveled previously. Ma Binayu, what's the difference between these two makoros? Zika Binayu Achsanya Dakroi. So there is a distinction between an achsanya that you happen to stay at by happenstance. So in other words, Rashi points out, Stam, you were traveling, the sun set, and you were near a motel, so you had to stay in that certain motel. It's not like every time I go to the city, I stay in that motel. I happen to be on the side of the road, the sun set, so I had to stay in this motel. According to the Mount Demerer, who learns it out from the Pasuk of Asher Haya Sham Ahalo Batchila, it's mashma, although is a sense of kfias, that the only time you have to keep maintaining the same motel is when you stay there in any manner of kfias. However, according to the Mount Demerer, learns it out from the pasuk of Ma'asav. Ma'asav just means his travels. That means that any time you stay someplace, the next time you're back in that place, you should stay in the same hotel, even if you happen to have stayed there by happenstance. So says the Gemara now Vayter. So just like we're saying that you shouldn't change the achsanya, you also shouldn't change the job that your father had. You shouldn't deviate too much from that. So Rav Yochanan, how do you know that a person shouldn't change jobs or the jobs of his forefathers? Shenemar v'yishlach hamelech shlomo v'ikach haschirom nitzor ben isha almana hu mimati naftali v'aviv ish tzorech choresh nechoshes. V'yamar mar imemi beis don v'chsev ito es aliyav ben achis amach l'matei don. So, and he was also a coppersmith. So over here we have an example of a guy who Shlomo commissioned to help building the Beis HaMikdash, and his father, he was a coppersmith, and his father was a coppersmith, and it turns out his mother's father was also a coppersmith. So he was fulfilling that which the Gemara said, that he should maintain the same job as his forefathers, and he was doing it from both sides even. So it was really, really consistent. Says the Gemara Vayter, now the last medium-sized line, last word on the line, Adhechan Tachlis Yisurin, until when is something considered to be Yisurin? And Rashi says, Sof Midas Yisurin, Klomar, what are the Yisurin Shein Pochsen Mehem? What are the lowest level Yisurin, such that if you experience a discomfort even less than the lowest level Yisurin, we're not even going to call it Yisurin, because it's not even serious enough to be called Yisurin. So what is that? Summer of Elazar, Kolsha Ergoloba Beged, Vein Miskabala Love. If a person makes a made-to-measure suit and it doesn't fit him right. So Maskefla Rava Zeira Visema Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Gdola Mizu Amri, even a smaller Yisurin than that, that's annoying if you have a Beged custom made for you and it doesn't fit. Afilin Iskabu Limzak Bakamin, Amazgala Bitsonan. A guy wants to have a nice cup of wine. He wants the wine diluted. They used to drink the wine diluted in the times of the Gemara. He wants the wine diluted with cold water and it's diluted by hot water, or he wants it diluted with sonin and muzgala bechamin, or he wants it diluted with cold. He wants it diluted with hot water. They dilute it with cold water. He wants it diluted with cold water. They dilute it with hot water instead. That amrit kuliyai, and you say that there has to be such a yisurin that they make a made to measure suit and it doesn't fit him. So obviously, even a minor trivial inconvenience is still going to be called yisurin. So marbreid ravina marafilo nefach lo chaluko. No, even if he takes out a shirt from the closet and it's dark and he's putting it on and it turns out that he puts on his undershirt backwards. So even that is considered to be Yisurin. Rava v'yisema Rav Chista v'yisema Rav Yitzchak v'armi lov masisa tana afilo hoshi tozu l'kis litol shalosh v'ala b'yadar shtayim. No, it's even if you put your hand in your pocket and you want to pull out three coins and you pull out only two coins instead of three, a very, very, very minor annoyance, but even that's considered to be Yisurin. Now it qualifies the Gemara, dafka shalosh v'ala b'yadar shtayim. The only time even that's Yisurin is when you intend to pull out three coins and instead you pull out only two coins. Aval shtayim v'ala b'yadar shalosh, lo. However, if you intend to pull out two coins and you pull out three instead, that's not Yisurin. Why? Zalakatircha l'mishtayu. because there is no tircha just to put the extra coin back, so it's not a big deal at all. The kol kach lama, says the Gemara, what's this whole machlokas about? Why are we arguing about ad heichan tachlis yisurin? What's the difference? Until, you know, how large does the inconvenience have to be until it's yisurin? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Devei Rabbi Shmuel, kol she'avru alav 40 yom, yom yisurin, kobel alamo, kibel alamo. Anybody who goes 40 days without accepting yisurin, he's makabel his olam haba, meaning he's achieving kol minuchaso, says Rashi, l'asid, v'yavar alav chad mi'anach hareyu yisurin. Because you want to bank all of your minucha to the olam ha'emes. So if you live a perfect, perfect, perfect life, then you're getting your menucha and olam haba. That's not what you want. You want to save your menucha. You're getting all your menucha and olam hazeh. That's not what you want. You want to save your menucha and olam haba. So it's good to have one of these minor inconveniences. The Ma'arava Amri Peronios Mizdamem Eslo is Peronios is going to be waiting for him. In other words, you're going to pay for not experiencing even a minor inconvenience over a span of 40 days. And that's why we're trying to figure out what type of inconvenience is Yisurin. Tani Rav Eliezer HaGadol Omer, El Moli Ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram V'Yitzchak V'Yaakov Bedin, if it were not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in pure Midas Adin, Ein Yicholam Lama V'nei Tochacha, they would not have been able to withstand the rebuke, not because they were over Avera, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them so much benefit that they never would have been able to repay or be even with HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to the Midas HaDin. Shenemar v'atas yatzvu v'eshpeta eschem lefnei Hashem. Es kol tzidkos Hashem arso asa etchem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so many tzidkos. V'esavoseichem. Zed dar darshav mevakshe panecha Yaakov Sela. This is the pasuk, quotes the pasuk. Zed dar darshav mevakshe panecha Yaakov Sela. Pligi ba rav yudha nesiyah v'rabanan. Chad amar dor lefi parnes. One says that the generation takes after the leader, the chanam are parnes lefi doro, and the other says that the leader takes after his generation. That's what it says. Zed dor dor shav. So says the Gemara, Lama Yelchasa, according for what relevance is this? If you want to say, if the generation is good, then the leader is good, or vice versa. So Demar Savar Imali Dore Mali Parnas. If the generation is good, then the leader is good. Umar Savar Imali Parnas Mali Dore. The other says, if the leader is good, the generation is good. Hoika Tzidkiyo, I we see there was Tzidkiyo, Dahu Mali, Davi Mali, that Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik, v'dorei lo avimali, and his generation was a generation of Rishonim. The Rishonim point out that the Gemara seems to give conflicting messages throughout Shas, whether Tzidkiyo was really a tzaddik or whether he wasn't a tzaddik. According to one Gemara, somewhere he did only one mitzvah, but most of the Gemaras where we see Tzidkiyo, he's considered to be a tzaddik. But says the Gemara, it just can't be that the leader and the generation are consistent, because Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik, his generation was a bunch of Rishonim. Vo Yoyakim delo avimali v'dorei avimali. The flip side, you have Yoyakim, who was a very bad guy, but his generation was very, very good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world because Yoyakim was such a rasha. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the tzaddikim in the generation, and his mind, kaviyachol, was put at ease. So Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'achzer asolam l'tov avo b'mnei doro shel Tzidkiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world because of the generation of Tzidkiyo. Kivan shenestakla b'Tzidkiyo, when he looked at Tzidkiyo, nisyash v'daito, then his mind was put at ease, because even though the generation of Tzidkiyo were a bunch of Rishon, Tzidkiyo himself was a big tzaddik, says the Gemara. So therefore we see that we can't mean that however the whatever attribute the generation has, the leader has, or vice versa, because we see that's patently untrue, says the Gemara. Elinya tukfa v'nichutza kaminan. No, what we mean is regarding the disposition of the leader, whether the leader is quick to anger or whether the leader is much more subject to becoming appeased, whether he's much calmer. So in other words, if the generation is a generation that's brazen, that's very, very on edge, then the leader is also going to be quick to anger, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that the leader has attributes that would permit him to deal with the generation. However, if the generation is one that that's a little bit more easygoing, then the leader is also going to be easygoing as well. So that's what it means. It means legabe the disposition. It doesn't mean legabe the tzidkus or not, because we see by tzidkus that's clearly untrue. Okay, hadran alach yesh ba'arachin. Now we are back into full on erachin sugyas. Okay, so heseg yad, says the Mishnah, heseg yad benoder. The function of, or the question of heseg yad, whether the person can afford to fulfill the neder, that's measured benoder by the person who is making the neder. Rashi points out that by the erichin, we say it's lefi heseg yado, because it says ve'imachu me'erkecha, that really a person who pledges his erech has to give, let's say, $50 if he's a man of the right age. Between the age of 20 and 60, he's got to give $50. However, if he is poor, then he gives whatever he can afford. Let's say a guy says, I am pledging to give the erech of Plony, okay? And so who has to be poor in this equation in order for him to give whatever he can afford? Is it the guy making the vow, or is it the subject of the vow? So says the Mishnah, it's the guy making the vow. When we look at the means of the person who's making the vow of paying the erech, it's the guy who's making the vow. Va'ashanim benidar. However, the shanim, the value of the erech is benidar. That follows the subject of the erech and vow. And Rashi points out, Avir k'demefarsh l'kaimon, yelich erech zaken, nosin erech zaken. If you have a kid who's marech the erech of a older person, he gives the erech of an older person, vice versa. A zaken who is marech the erech of a young person, he gives the erech of a young person because it's the subject of the vow. It makes sense. V'harachin b'nerach, arachin is b'nerach. In other words, arachin here, we're talking about arachin, right? So what's the mission? Why is the mission introducing arachin now? Rashi says, when it says whether you give the erech or of a zachar or an akeva, because the erech of a zachar and a akeva vary, obviously, depending on age, but it also varies depending on gender. So the arachin is determined based on the nerach. Again, based on the subject of the vow, meaning a man who's marich the erech of a woman gives the erech of a woman, not the erech of a man. A woman who's marich the erech of a man gives the erech of a man, not the erech of a woman. The erech bezmana erech. And also the erech is bezmana erech, meaning the erech of a person goes up as a person gets older, and then it goes down as a person gets really old. So let's say a person pledges to give an erech of himself or someone when his erech is 20, and then by the time he gets to paying the vow, it goes up to 50 because he got older. So you follow the erech at the time that he made the vow. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah now, let's explain a little bit, give some examples. So Hesed Yad Benoder, so Hesed Yad, the concept of Hesed Yad, of whether the Ma'arich is wealthy and can afford to pay the full Erech, or if he's poor and has to pay a discount. Benoder, Ketzad, Anish Erech is Asher. If you have a poor person who's Ma'arich in Asher, Nosen Erech Ani, he only has to give an Erech Ani, Va'asher Erech is Ani. And if you have a rich person who pledges to give the Erech of a poor person, Nosen Erech Asher, he has to give an Erech Asher based on the gender and the age of the poor person. We're not concerned with the fact that the guy who's the subject of the vow is poor, because the Torah is only concerned with the ability of the noder, of the marich, to pay the erech vow. Aval b'karbanos ain't okay. However, the Gemara says by karbanos it's not like this. Harei sha'amru karbanos shal mitzora ze'alai. Let's say a person sees another guy who's a mitzora and he has to bring karbanos. So the guy says, the karbanos of that mitzora are on me. I'm going to bring that those karbanos. So in that case, a mitzora ani, maybe karban ani. If the mitzora is a poor person, he has to bring the karbanos of a poor person. Asher, maybe karban asher. If the mitzora is a rich person, he has to bring the karbanos of a rich person. Meaning, by karbanos, we are not going to follow the wealth of the guy who's making the pledge. We're going to follow the wealth of the subject of the pledge. By erichin, it's not like that. Rebbe Omer Omrani af erichin kain. Rebbe says, no, what are you talking about? I say the halacha is like this by Erechin, is the halacha is like this by Erechin as well. And why? V'chi mipnei ma ani she'erech es ha'asher nosin erech ani. Why is the ani who's marich the erech of a rich person? Why does he only give the erech of an ani? She'ein asher chayev klum, because the asher isn't chayev to give anything. The ani decided he's going to take on himself a vow and he's going to pledge the erech of the rich guy. The rich guy doesn't owe Hektish anything because he wasn't marech himself. The ani wants to be marech the rich guy. It's the poor guy's vow. The rich guy has no chiyuv, so the poor guy is going to get away with paying a discounted amount. However, aval asher sha'amer erki alai, but let's say a rich guy says, I'm going to give my erech. So he has to give $50. V'shama ani, and then the poor person says, v'yamar ma sha'amer ze alai, and the poor guy says, oh, whatever this guy owes to Hektish, it's on me. Well, then, says the Mishnah, no sin erech asher. Then he's going to have to give the erech of the asher. Why? Because he pledged to give whatever the asher has to give. So in other words, what it turns out is that there is no distinction, really, between karbanos and arachin. The only reason why in the base case of the Mishnah, by arachin we follow the marech, by karbanos we follow the fellow who's chayev, and the original guy who's chayev, and the karbanos, is because ordinarily by karbanos, the subject of the vow was chayiv in the karbanos. So if the vower, if the guy declaring the vow, says, oh, whatever this guy owes, I'm going to cover, so we're going to follow whatever the subject of the vow owes. By arachin, the subject of the vow doesn't owe anything, so we're only going to follow the guy who's making the vow. But if you can concoct a case where the subject of the vow is chayiv something, then again, we'll follow the subject and not the guy who's marech. Okay, says the Gemara now. So Hesed Yad B'Marech, so Hesed Yad, the concept of Hesed Yad, how wealthy he is, whether he could get away with paying a discount, that follows the Marech. So who Kedechsev Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder. So it says Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder Yarichenu Hakoin. So we follow the Yad Hanoder, the state of the guy who's making the vow. Hashanim Benidar. However, by Hashanim, by the years, in other words, how much the erech is, that we follow the Nidar, the subject of the vow, says the Gemara, Benerachu. But why are we talking about Nidarim? This is all about Arachim. So why doesn't it say, Hesayad Bemarech, Hashanim Benerach? Says the Gemara, Aidi Damar, Hesayad Benoder, Amar Nami Hashanim Benidar. Says the Gemara, you're right. But really, we're just trying to be symmetric, and therefore symmetrical, and therefore, since we say Hesayad, the status, the wealth is determined by the guy making the neder. When it says Hashanim, the years, in other words, the amount of the arach, of the erech, is going to be totally on, even though it's nerach, the Mishnah is going to use the lashon of nidar. Okay. Hezegad benoder ketzad, ani she'erech es ha'asher, nosin erech ani. So we said that if a rich person pledges to give the erech, if a poor person, rather, pledges to give the erech of a rich person, he has to give the erech according to the poor person because he's poor. Says the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason for this? The Amar Kra Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder, but no der Tala Rachmana. Says in the pasuk Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder. The pasuk is concerned with the ability of the noder to afford the neder. We're only afraid of the no. We're only concerned with the noder. Aval b'karbanos ain't a came, but the Mishnah had said by karbanos is not like that. Harei Shamar Karbanos Shal Mitzora Ze Alai. Because if a person says the karbanos of that mitzora are on me, Hayim Mitzora Ani, maybe karban ani. If the mitzora was an ani, we follow the mitzora. If he was an ani, we bring the karban ani. Even though the guy taking the neder, the guy pledging to bring the karbanos of that mitzora, is a rich guy. Vim dalhu amarachmana v'lo dalhu, because it says by mitzora vim dalhu. If the mitzora is poor, and over here the mitzora vim vafal gavdim adi rasher vim dalhu amarachmana v'lo dal. Because we follow the mitzora and not anybody else. So Rav Yitzchak Keshayim Adira Ani. So says the Gemara. So says Rav Yitzchak Keshayim Adira Ani. The Dilma Aleh Adi Dei Chas Rachmana. So I'm Adira Low. But maybe the Torah took v'duma leididei chas rachmana. Maybe the Torah takes pity only on the mitzora, but not on the person who's making the neder. Dachsiv who? Because it says who. So says the Gemara. Amravada barava vein yodo maseges l'rabos es hanoder. Now, because in yodo maseges, it shows that the Torah is concerned even with the means of the noder. Aval madira asher, but if the person making the neder is an asher, hachanami demaisi ba'ashirus, so would it then be that he has to give a karbon of an asher? So im kain, my aval b'karbonos eino kain. What does it mean by karbonos eino kain? Because by karbonos, we also follow the noder. So it turns out that we're always going to follow the noder. So why are you telling me that there is no distinction between arachin and karbonos? It turns out that we're always going to follow the noder. So says the Gemara, flipping over to Yudzayin Amavez. Now says the Gemara, chada metzora ani madira ani. One is talking about a case where the metzora is an ani, the guy making the neder is an ani. V'chada lemiyutim metzora asher umadira ani. And the other is to exclude a case where the mitzora is an ashir and the guy taking the neder is an ani. So in that case, this is what we saw in the Mishnah. By arachin, we're always going to follow the guy who makes the neder, because it says v'machu. So if the guy who makes the neder is poor, he's going to have to pay the erech of a poor person, even if he says, I'm pledging the erech of a rich person on me. By karbonos, however, if the mitzora is a rich person, then even if the guy taking the neder is a poor person, he's going to have to bring the karbon of a rich person. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina Hol V'Israbu Israbu. I might think that since it's included, Kamash Malan, that not. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains, second Rashi on the page, so Salka Daita Chamina Klomar, Vitzrich Lashminon, Aval Pekarbonos Enochain. But we have to teach us in the Mishnah that by Karbonos, the Halacha is not like by Arachin. Lashmina Deicha the Mitzora Asher Madira Ani, where the Mitzora is rich and the Madir is poor, maybe Karbon Asher, the Salka Daita Chamina Hol Visrabu Noder, because since the Noder is included, because it says Ve'ein Yado Maseges, the Chas Rachmane Alea, that the Torah is worried about the status of the noder, ki avi iu ani umitzora ani israbu nami afilu echa the mitzora ashir, because when the vower is poor and the subject is poor, you have to give the carbon of a poor person. I might think, therefore, that when the vower is poor and the subject is rich, you could also get away with giving the carbon of a poor person. Hovu ani kamash malan, know that we're going to follow the mitzora. Says the Gemara, three lines down, Lafisha Metzinu Barachin, Ani Sherech Es Asher, No Sein Erech Ani, Yachal Avzekain. I might think over here, same thing. If the poor guy is pledging to bring the Karbonos of the rich Mitzora, he could get away with bringing the Karbonos of a poor person. Tamalomar, Imdalhu, no, we follow the status of the Mitzora. Ula Rebbe Diomar, and according to Rebbe, you said Omar Ani Af Barachin Kain, that he says that the halacha by Erechin is the same halacha as by Karbonos, right? Where if you construct a case of Arachin that's like the case of Karbonos, in that the case of Arachin is one where you heard somebody make an Erech vow and you say, oh, whatever that guy pledged is on me, then obviously you follow the fellow who made the initial Erech vow. So Alma, Amar Basar Chiyuva de Gavraz Linan, we follow the guy who made the Erech vow initially, V'holo Tzricha Kra Lamiute, and therefore we don't need a Miyot in the Pasuk to distinguish between the Halacha of Arachin and the Halacha of Karbonos, because the Halachos are the same in both cases. Hu lemiyute mai, what does the miyut and the pasuk come to teach me? Lemiyute mitzora ani madira asher. It comes to exclude a case of mitzora ani umadira asher. The mitzora himself is a poor person. The guy taking the neder is a rich person. Sal kadai techamina hol v'yomar Rebbe basar chayuva de gavraz linan kamash malon not. So since Rebbe said that we follow chayuva de gavra, I might think something, kamash malon, not. So what does this mean? So in other words, in this case, you would have to bring the carbon of and Ashir. Why? And Rashi says, last Rashi before the Mishnah, the Maisi Ba'ashirus, Ul Rabbanan Luritzurich Lemliyutei, to hold Barachan Azlina Basar Noder, but Mitzor Renami Azlina Basar Noder, Aval Rebbe Yitzurich HaHachi. So Rebbe, it turns out, the Rebbe will say that ordinarily Bar Karbanos we follow the Mitzorah. I might think that we follow the Mitzorah even if the Vower is rich and the Mitzorah is poor. Rebbe says, no, if the Vower is rich and the Mitzorah is poor, then you're still going to have to bring the Korban of a rich person because we're going to be concerned with the ability of the Mitzorah to satisfy the Korban. But if the Vower is rich, we're going to make him bring the Korban of a rich person. All right, so says the next Mishnah. So, Haya Ani Vehesher. Let's say he was a poor person and then he became rich, or Asher Vehani, or he was a rich person and then he became poor. Now Rashi says, when are we talking about that he became rich or he became poor? Hayaani Vehesher Kodem Nisina. Before he actually had to pay the Erech vow, he became rich. Oh, Asher Vehani Kodem Nisina. Or if he was rich when he made the vow, but then became poor before the time of Nisina. Other Rishonim say that Rashi doesn't really mean Nisina. He means at the time that the Erech is evaluated. That's the time that's critical, not necessarily the time of Nisina, but Papastas, it is the time of Nisina. That's what Rashi says. Hayaani says, let's say the guy was an Ani when he made the vow, but when it became time to give his Erech the Asher, he was a rich person, Asher Vani, or if he was an Asher when he made the vow, and then he became poor, Nosen Erech Asher, he is stuck. He has to give the Erech Asher. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ani Vehesher V'Ani, Nosen Erech Asher. Not only that, but even if the guy was poor initially, then he became wealthy for a period of time, and then his real estate investments tanked, or his stocks tanked, and now he's an Ani again, he still has to give the Erech of the Asher. Aval Bekarbonos Enochain. However, by Karbanos it is not like this. Why? And Rashi points out Shem Hayim Mitzora Asher Veheni, because by a Karban, if he was a rich Mitzora and then it became poor, O Ani Veheshir Hakol Holich Achar Avos Karbanosav. Everything follows the time when he brings his Karbanos. But here by Erechin, we said that if the guy's rich when he made the nether, even if he's poor when it's time to pay the nether, he's still got to pay the Erech of a rich guy. By a Mitzora, if he's rich when he went at first, but then he becomes poor, as long as he's poor, when he has to bring the Karban, he gets away with bringing the Karban of a poor person. Says the Mishnah, Afilu Meis Avivinich Lo Rivo, even if his father dies and he left him a massive inheritance, Osfinosa Bayam, or if he's a merchant and he has merchandise on a boat, Ubalo Brivos, tens of thousands of dollars are coming to him on this boat, but he doesn't have them in his possession at the time that he has to pay. Ein la hektish ba klum. Hektish has no right to this stuff because it's not considered to be his wealth. And Rashi points out, this is a new clause of the Mishnah. We had talked about a person's relative wealth at the time when he takes the nether, at the time when he pays the nether. This part of the Mishnah is saying that we follow liquid assets. We don't follow assets that may be coming to him in the future. Says the Gemara, Ani Vehesher, if he was poor and then he becomes rich, Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder. It says, Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder, we follow whatever the Noder can afford, and the Shita Mekubetzos adds, Vare Yado Maseges. And now, when it's time to pay the nether, he's a rich guy. Asher Vani, if he was rich when he made the nether, then he becomes poor, Alpi Asher Tasig, because we follow his status, Alpi Asher Tasig, at the time that he takes the nether. Rav Yehuda Amar Afilu Ani Vehesher, because of any Nosen Erech Asher, even if he was poor initially, then he became rich, then he became poor again. My time at Rav Yehuda, what's the reason of Rav Yehuda? Just because he was rich for a fleeting moment, he has to pay the Erech of a rich person. So Markra, V'yemachu Me'erkecha, because it says, V'yemachu Me'erkecha, Ad Shiyu B'machusa Mitchilasa V'ad Sofo, until he is poor from the beginning of the period until the end of the period. And if there is even a slight time during this time period where he's rich, then we are going to assess him with the erech of a rich person. So elamayata. So let's just actually stop here because we're in the middle of a conversation. So we're just about out of time. We'll pick up from elamayata, God willing, tomorrow.